Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Wow, what a good fucking dinner that was. Everybody full? Everybody get what they wanted? Everybody sated? Oh, Aaron's a ghost.
I ate so much, I'm a ghost.
They got my order wrong. I didn't want to make a huge deal of it.
Screamed at the waiter.
Yeah.
You berated him. What do you mean not make a huge deal out of it?
You grabbed him under his lapels and shook him so hard.
To the management. I didn't want to make a big deal of it to the management, who
I see.
The peons who fuck up my shit, they get my wrath, but...
Yes.
Yeah. I think it was my fault, too, because I don't even know what I said, because obviously I'm a vegetarian, so like... there's going to be some substitutions when I'm placing my order. I guess what he heard was, when everyone else gets their food, just smack me hard in the back of my head. So,
huh?
And that could have been on me, because I don't truly remember, because I was so hungry when we were ordering.
Yeah.
But I guess I'm fine. I'm just not like, I'm not like, super full, if that makes sense.
Yeah. No, that's fair. You also, I mean, I'm not trying to put blame on anyone, but you also at some point asked for the dessert menu. And then he said, "We have a dessert menu." And you said, "I know what I said."
I've only ever seen the word written. So it's 50-50. It's anyone's guess what the word could be.
Yeah, that makes sense.
If I'm being honest, this was one of our more successful dinners we've ever had. So I'm proud of us, despite the hiccups. It definitely went better.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and Aaron, I'm sorry about the hiccups.
Yeah, that's okay. I didn't
when
know
I
you
eat
could
risotto,
give someone hiccups.
Yeah.
But
yeah, you hiccuped risotto into both of our mouths. And then
risotto goes straight to my lungs, which is not where risotto is supposed to go, though.
No, it is not.
I am a little drunk, had a little wine, but I thought to, I brought some recording equipment. Let me set it up and turn it on. Casey's under the table. Don't look. Otherwise, we have to feed him.
No, I can feel kind of what he's doing down there. And
okay.
It's nice.
Interesting. And it's like sitting in a hot tub and putting your back up against the jets. I thought we would just.
Yeah, except you can't pee in a hot tub.
I thought we would just relax after this nice meal.
Just blowing past that. Incredible.
I thought we'd relax after this nice meal, let the food digest, and I thought we would just talk about some things we're enjoying in life. What are some things we enjoy in life? What are some maybe recommendations we have? It doesn't have to be your favorites. God, please, we don't just list our favorites. That's boring. Let's get some... just some recommendations from the time, and we'll call this episode T-Rexamendations or Sexamendations. I'm drunk.
You want to call this episode Sexamendations?
I don't.
I really don't.
Don't hold me to that.
Before we get started, I have a question for you. Yes. This is related. So recently in a chatterbox, I recommended a mirror cleaning rag system, cloth system to you both. I know Adel bought it. JPC,
yes.
Did you buy it? And have either of you tried it yet? And what did you think?
I have not bought it, but it is on my like list, my home shopping list. So the next time I am at a Target or like a home goods store, I will be purchasing it. But I don't ever make a trip if I only have one thing on my list. So now it's just like sitting, waiting. I'm like walking through my house waiting to be like, what else do I absolutely need so that I can go and purchase it? So still is, yeah, unpurchased, untested.
And I sent you photos confirming that I bought it. It's called the eCloth, I believe.
First of all, the photos were taken in the store. So you didn't confirm that you bought it.
That's a good point.
That's insane.
Oh, next time I'll just do that, and then I'll be off the hook. But they're called eCloth. And what was interesting was at Target, they were 2-for-1. So my accusation towards Aaron over text was that she bought stock in this company, is just trying to get people to buy it. But I have not used it yet because my mom was in town, so we had company. And then get ready to.
And didn't want to clean for her, huh?
Didn't want to clean the house. Nope, absolutely not.
That is the best excuse that I've ever heard for not cleaning, is because you had company in town.
Well, it's family. If it was friends, of course I'd clean, but for family.
Oh, sure, yeah.
They've already seen me in my filth and my filthy ways.
Hey, did you use that new oven or that new refrigerator? No, we had company in town all weekend, so we had people in and out of the house, so I haven't cracked into the fridge or the oven yet.
No need to flush the toilet. Family's coming over. But I'm very excited to use it. And Aaron, the minute I use it, I will absolutely text you with a number between 1 and 10 to let you know how much I enjoy it.
And Aaron, I am dying to use it because currently what my life is the neighbors on both sides of me are replacing their roofs currently. And so Spaghetti is just going back and forth from glass to glass window, rubbing her face and barking all over each one. So I really would love to have this because I would love to clean my windows off.
And I think that, don't even just think about windows. Mirrors are the game changers. I need you to clean your mirrors.
I can't keep those in my house.
Oh, right. Oh, yeah.
Because of
open mirrors.
Yeah, you have you have a painting of you that's aging rapidly in your basement.
Well, not rapidly. It's kind of at the normal pace. What do you think? It's rapidly? Why would it be?
No, you're right. You're right. Just maybe there's a smudge or the paint smeared. But let's get into our recommendations.
And
maybe
don't go down there. That's not for you. That's where I keep my weird painting.
I told you several times the painting invited me down. It sounds just like you, slightly older, I guess, or actually a lot older. But
come on!
Was that the painting or you?
The spaghetti.
Okay. I'll start us off with some recommendations. And hey, these don't have to be... These can be anything, as you'll see from my list of stuff. And we'll just chat, casually recommend some stuff, have some fun. And here's the number one recommendation I want to say right off the bat. In case you don't know, you, the listener, we want the number one recommendation I have is for the listeners to put all their recommendations in the comments of this episode. Mm-hmm. I want to see, I'm going to say 500 recommendations. I want to see at least 500.
I got to say, another caveat is you are free to like things or not like things. Yeah. Everyone's entitled to their opinion. And guess what? No one's wrong. No one's wrong for liking or not liking a thing. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. If we recommend something that's not your cup of tea, that's probably just the case. We like to call that the human experience.
Yeah. We don't need to hear that you don't like it. My first recommendation is World War I.
The good one. The one that we fought for a reason, because we had a bunch of treaties.
Exactly.
If you're not going to honor your word, you're worse than whoever we were fighting in World War I.
Trick or treaties. Here's my first recommendation. This is going to be a snack. I love Zapp's Chips. It's a New Orleans-based chip company. If you ever see Zapp's, I think at first they were only in Potbellies, and then eventually they started to pop up elsewhere. Zapp's is
that
a delicious chip, maybe my favorite chip. And recently, I was at the Jewel over by us, JPC, and I saw on the shelves something that stopped my breath, stopped my heart, which is Zapp's Sinfully Seasoned Pretzel Sticks.
Mm.
Now, I normally don't go for pretzel sticks. They're dry. They just taste like salt and crumble. I don't care for hard pretzels. I think they're disgusting.
Salt and crumble, by the way, sounds like a restaurant that I'm fucking spending $400 at.
I was just about to say that. Like, oh my God, the cocktails are $26 here.
Trademark. The sugar-crusted pork belly at Salt and Crumble is...
Why does everything have ice acai berries at Salt and Crumble?
It's tough.
We recommend getting like 6 or 7 things and kind of just share. Oh, do you? You recommend getting 6 $30 fucking entrees? Cool.
I love the Edison bulbs in here, ambiance. Yeah. Fucking
thanks, Dervin. And your name's Dervin. And you have tattoos on your neck. Cool. Thank you.
My favorite thing is when... I typically will ask for like suggestions just because I think that's always the good move to do. But every once in a while, if you're at a place, you'll be like, can I get recommendations? And they're like, absolutely. My three favorite things are the $60 thing, the $55 thing, and the $50 thing. And I'm like, how about this $14 thing? And they're like, it's not my favorite.
It's
like,
made of dirt, I think.
Yeah.
It's fine. I think it's probably better if you do like a 35-40% tip on that.
I think that would be great. But these Zapp's Sinfully Seasoned Pretzel Sticks, they're New Orleans-style voodoo, which the voodoo-style chips of Zapp's are my favorite chips of all time. These are so flavorful. They're smoky. They're kind of mustardy. The pretzel sticks, because there's so many nooks and crannies, you really get to like linger. You get some time with the flavor, right? With chips, sometimes even if they're flavored, it's in and out pretty quick, meaning you chew them and spit them out. But with these pretzel sticks, you really get, it's almost like a fine wine. You get to swirl it around, swish it around, and really sit with the flavor for a while. So I would highly recommend Zapp's Sinfully Seasoned Pretzel Sticks, specifically the New Orleans style voodoo flavor. Aaron or JPC, do either of you have a recommendation locked and loaded?
My list is all over the place.
For listeners, Aaron has turned on some sort of fan and her papers are blowing hither and thither.
It looks I'm trying to catch it like one of those money machines.
I was just going to say, you know, in the late 80s when those money booths were all the craze, that's what it looks like.
Yeah, and Aaron's first recommendation, a 1980s car dealership money booth.
To me, I was always like, you idiots, start at the floor. So much of the money is on the floor. But no, they want to grab in the air. Another trick is to open up the bottom of your shirt, let a bunch fly up your shirt, and then press your shirt down real tight.
Are these recommendations if you're ever in a 1980s car dealership money machine?
Did I fucking stutter?
My old work, which I worked in tech, they bought one of those ones for a company meeting where they were like giving people like a bonus things, and they actually look really fun to be in. And I think someone won a lot of money. I'm not sure if they did the shirt thing. They did something. Oh, I can't remember what their strategy was, but like one person was very good at it, and everyone else was like, "Oh, damn, we should have been." I did not get to do it.
Yeah,
I did not get to do it. They didn't do it for employees who were on probation. Aaron, you said you had a recommendation?
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4, hate riddle riddles, clue crew.
Hey, if you like that, you are going to love the rest of the episode. Listen now at patreon.com/heyriddleriddle.